Like that last one, Dave. Awesome. Let's give the band a round of applause as well, eh? So, hey, if it's the first time you've ever been to church, and it looks a little bit like a cinema, it's never about the building, it's always about the people. And church is about you. It's about you, it's about your family, it's about your relationships, it's about a group of people coming together under God to worship Him. Isn't that awesome? That's what the church is. Is that my dad? Isn't that awesome? And this morning, we have a very special service for a number of people in our church family. And they have an average age of about 5.5 months. We've had a bit of a baby boom in the church. I think every 7 minutes, some woman in this church pops a child out. In fact, we might have one today if Becca and Lowry get their act together, because they're actually due today. And if they do, we'll film it all, don't worry, and we'll put it up on the big screen for everyone. We believe that the Church of God is all over the world. And this morning, and over the course of the day, loads, millions and millions of people will be worshipping Jesus, the Saviour of the world. And we're doing that right now, in here, with popcorn. How awesome's that? We've got 17 children being dedicated this morning. Isn't that wonderful? And there are 12 different families represented. We've got kids from the UK. We've got kids from Africa. We've got kids from Europe. And tell me where this one's from. We've got an Estonian father with a Swedish mother born in Middlesbrough. What is that? 3 passports, I think. So, if you are here today with your child or children to be dedicated, I'm just going to ask you to come into the aisles in a minute. And because we haven't got a lot of room in here, I'm going to ask all of those with children and your godparents to come into the aisle. And then we're going to pray for you, because we've asked some specific people to pray for each family. So if you've been asked to pray for people, then you're the people that need to get round that family. Can I ask that if you haven't been asked to pray for anyone, just stay in your seats. It's only for the people that we've asked to do that. But instead of me listing off 17 names from the 12 families, I thought they'd tell you themselves who they are. Jonathan, just stop that a sec. We're gonna. Isn't that gorgeous? But we're gonna do it again, and this time I want to know who you're here to see. So, if you see a baby's name come up or face come up, and you're here to see them dedicate this morning, I want you to give a big cheer. All right, you can do a Mexican wave if you want. I can tell you're eager on that side. But we're gonna play it again, Jonathan. Okay? And this time I want you to give a big cheer when you see your child come up. Louder than that. Yay! Thanks, Jonathan. Hey, I tell you what, I've never seen a fight at a dedication service before, but I think Meadow and... I've completely forgotten the name of Ricky and Siku's child. Olive! Here! There was that was a draw. That was a draw. So there's a special prize for you guys afterwards. You don't have to tidy up when we leave, all right? There's a special prize. Okay, so if you're here with your child or children and you've brought your godparents with you, would you like to make your way into the aisles now? And there's a little bit of space down here as well for one or two. You make your way into the middle. Godparents are welcome as well. And if you've been asked to pray for these people, then I'd like you to make your way over to these people as well. Isn't it awesome to have 17 children being dedicated today? Don't you think it's awesome? Absolutely fantastic. You know, maybe you don't know why we're doing this. So let me just tell you for a moment. We believe that every child that is ever born is a gift from God. Do you? And I bet as parents at 3 o'clock in the morning when they're screaming, you remember that phrase really well, don't you? But the truth is, they are. They're all a gift from God. And if you're a parent in this room this morning, then you are very, very blessed to have children. Very, very blessed. Parents, you are very, very blessed. Incredibly blessed. And this morning, as we begin to pray for you now, we pray that you will be blessed as parents. And we pray for all of these children being dedicated this morning, that you would be blessed. Touch them now, Lord Jesus. Just begin to pray with them now. Pray for the parents and the godparents. Pray for these children. They're precious, aren't they? And we're going to watch these kids grow up in this church with us. And one day, they'll choose our home. But until then, we pray for them all the time. If you know any of these children, why don't you make a decision today to pray for them all the time? Put a photograph of them on your fridge, and every time you see them, pray for these children. We pray an almighty blessing over your lives. Bless their health. Bless their homes. Bless their relationships with their families. Bless them as they go through school. Bless them as they leave home and set up their own families. Bless these children. Keep them safe in this world and in this country. Protect them from all of those things that would harm them and hurt them. In Jesus' name. So we'll just be finishing off now. If you've got words for them, speak over them. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Why don't we give our 17 children a round of applause this morning? And you can take your seats. You can take your seats. And I'm sure many of you have got stuff planned today, so if you're all going out for a meal or to the park or around people's homes, have a great time this afternoon. Remember this day. And you know, if you've got kids and they've never been dedicated, then come and see us at the end, because we'd love to do this for your children at some point as well. Okay? Isn't it awesome? Spending time together. Aren't families class? They're exactly how God designed us to be, an absolute awesome group of people coming together. Now, kids, did you know that in the Bible there is a story made entirely of chocolate bars? Did you know that? It's entirely about chocolate. Do you believe me? Oh, yes, it is. Well, we're going to demonstrate to you right now that there really is a Bible story all about chocolate bars. And I'd like you to give Carolyn a massive round of applause, because she's going to tell you all about it. And while she's getting ready, I want to invite all the kids that are interested in winning a chocolate bar to come forward and sit on the front rows here, or on the floor here. That's anyone under the age of 75.
TY, you're in the right place.
TY isn't moving. He's staying right there, apparently.
We're on the second row as well, if you want.
Come on down, kids. This is a story all about chocolate bars. And believe me, you might be interested, but there's a load of people out there just waiting to hear this one as well. Okay.
There, just put them there. All right. So we're all in. Do you want to go on that row behind as well? As long as we can see you, it's okay. That's why we asked you to come forward. Right, the idea of the story is every time you hear a chocolate bar mentioned, so you might hear the word double-decker, okay? That's a chocolate bar, isn't it? When you hear that word, I want you to put your hands up. And then we'll pick that whoever gets their hand up quickest, we'll pick them, okay? And then they'll win that bar. But please don't keep putting your hand up. When you've got one, all right, leave your hand down, and then someone else can get a chance, can't they?
And I'll be keeping an eye on the adults out in the audience as well. People often fall asleep at times like this, so I'll be keeping you guys busy, because there's chocolate bars to be won whether you're in or not. No insurance claims, please. Thank you.
Emily, that was a bit greedy. So the other thing to bear in mind is some of these chocolate bars do have nuts in. So parents, kids, when you get them, please don't open them, all right? Check with your parents whether they've got nuts in, all right? So there's Matt. Warning, all right? So this story is, are we all down at the front? This story is based on a father who had two sons, okay? So there was a trio of people. Of anyone? Ooh, that boy there.
Trio.
Do you, what chocolate bar was it? Do you remember? Trio, well done. You get six trios there, well done. And the youngest son decided that he didn't want to be with his family anymore. So he approached his dad, and the topic of his conversation, I think it was this one here. Yeah, well done. Of his conversation was that he'd had enough being in this family and he needed to break away. Red top there.
What was it?
What was it? Break away. Well done. And he's...
Sorry, Karen. He's wearing a middle top. They're
going to
break away.
Ooh. And he said to his dad, I need to leave the family. I want to have my inheritance. Please, can you give me all my bounty? Well done. So the time came where he was leaving, all right? And he said goodbye to his mum, said goodbye to his dad, said goodbye to all the servants, said goodbye to his Yorkie dog. Yeah. Yeah, little Yorkie Terrier. Here we go. So he wanted some time out from the family. Time out, well done. And while he was away, sorry, I'm not looking this side. I keep looking that side. I'll look this side now. So while he was away, he wasted all his money. He spent lots and lots and lots of money. Just wasted it, really. And he thought he was a real smarty by making new friends. Yeah, smarties. Abigail. And he spent it on nice new clothes, lots of different activities. One of the things he really liked doing was he liked clubbing. Micah? Yeah, clubs. He liked going to clubs. That's right. And while he was there, he learnt some new dance moves. He learnt how to do the tango. Joel? You don't want to answer it?
Oh, he doesn't want to answer it.
Okay, someone else. Tango, well done. He did tango. He did the... You've had one? Put your hand down now. He did the twirl. Twirl, yeah. He learned how to twirl. Yeah. And he absolutely spent every penny that he had, okay? To the point where he didn't have a single dime. This girl here. Dime, yeah. Dime, well done. He had no money left. He wasted it, every single penny. And as time went on, because he had no money, all his friends started to drift away. Drifter, that's right. You get a pack of drifters there. You might want to share them. Yeah. Until he was totally on his own. And while to the point where he had no money to do anything, so he thought, I've got to earn money here. So he started working for a farmer, looking after pigs, all right? And I know there's one there, Percy Pigs, but I forgot to bring them, all right? There is one there. So, and while he was looking after the pigs, he had to protect these pigs from lots of wild animals like bears, lions. Lion bar, this is right. Lions, yeah.
Sorry, I've got the lads at the back wanting this lion.
No, 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 no. He got it. No, 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 he got it.
Who was it? Isaac.
Isaac, yeah.
No, I still think I
can. No, he can have a little one. No. These are for the kids. Remember, if you've got a chocolate bar, don't put your hand up now, okay? It's because we're running out. We're going to try and get everyone to get some. So, while he was looking after these pigs, he looked at the pig food and he thought, I've really got the munchies here.
Lila?
What? Yes. Well done. And he thought back to when he was at home, where his mum used to make incredible picnics. Go on, mate. Picnic, well done. And he thought, I could just really do with some proper food. And he laid this night in, it was just after 8. You don't want that one. Well done.
These are my personal favourite. And I don't know if you should have these. Do you want half of them? Oh, go on, I'll leave.
And while he lay in the pig farm, if you like, he looked up and he saw the stars. Yep, magic stars, but stars. And he saw Mars. He's got good eyesight. I don't know your name, but this girl here at Mars, well done. And then he saw the Milky Way. Well done, he saw the Milky Way. He's got really powerful eyes. I wish I had eyes like that. And while he was there, he heard a voice which spoke to him in a whisper.
Oh, Carolyn there.
This little boy.
Was it that one? It's a good job, isn't it?
and he felt like God was saying to him, really, you should go home. And while he lay there and thought about home, he thought, I have been such a fruit and nut. Well done.
Look at the size of that bad boy.
He thought, if I was to go home, even the servants were treated better than the way I've been treated. They got 3 meals a day, and they always got my favourite, which was ice cream and fudge sauce. Well done. Whoop. You're looking at my things on here, aren't you now? Yeah, you are. And he thought, if I was to go home, I should just go home. You know, I need to talk to my dad and tell him I've been a bit flaky in my head. Flake, well done. So he decided to forget what he was doing, leave it all behind, and he was going to go on the long, rocky road. Nathan, is it? Are you pointing at Nathan? Rocky roads, yeah. Look at all them. Between you and your Matty, you've got the whole... You can feed your family. And as he set off, he thought, you know what? If I'd have just kept a few pennies, I could have got a double-decker home. Bus, double-decker bus. One of those girls there. Double-decker, yeah? And as he got close to where his father was, he was getting tireder and tireder because he hadn't eaten. And he thought, and the thought of going home and meeting his father gave him the boost that he needed. Have you had one yet? Well, go on then. Go on then. Well done. The boost that he needed to get home. And he thought to himself, as he got closer and closer, his father saw him and he just ran out to meet his son. And they embraced. And the son said to his father, Dad, the reason for me coming home, you can have this one. You're the only one put your hand up. Well done.
That little boy put his hand up first.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Go on then.
Yeah. Was it them?
Of course it was. And he said, the reason for coming home was because I realised that I'd wasted all your money being really stupid. And if I could just come back and be your servant and work for you. And his father said to him, don't be silly. You're my son. Let's have a celebration. James. Oh, well done. Let's have a celebration just about your return. You were my son. You'd left. You had left and now you're home. And he put a ring on his finger. He put a cloak on him. He put his cloak on him. Sorry, I didn't get that one. And his son said to him, Dad, he went, you are my hero. Go on then, his dad said, Joel, well done. And that is the end of the chocolate story.
Right, kids, if you didn't get a chocolate bar, put your hand up. Oh, loads of you did. If you didn't get a chocolate bar, put your hands up. Oops. Ugh. There's a couple over here, Carolyn. Oh, there's one. There's a couple of them. I don't know if I've got enough. Okay, if you didn't get one, don't hate me. We'll find one for you later on, okay? I think they've all gone. Well, you know. Shall we have an argument now or leave it later? Okay. So, shall I tell you another story in the Bible? I haven't got another one all about chocolate bars, unfortunately. But I do want to tell you a story about a guy in the Bible called Moses. Anyone heard of Moses? So Moses was born at a time when the wicked king of that nation wanted all of the children of that denomination, that family, that background murdered because he didn't want them to thrive and prosper in his land. And so he sent a decree out that they should all be killed. And the mother of that son wrapped him up in a blanket, put him in a basket, and floated him away on the river as the only way that she felt that she could save her son from this evil king called Herod. Can you imagine doing that, mums? Can you imagine putting your newborn baby in a blanket, in a basket, and floating him or her away on the river. Can you do that? Could you give your child away like that? Well, she did. And she did for his own protection, because she thought she was doing the right thing. And that child was miraculously saved, had a miraculous life, and did miraculous things, like keeping kids quiet when they've got loads of chocolate bars. Shh. Take them after eight's off you. I've told you, they're my favourites. And, you know, to lose a child must be a harrowing thing. We went to Turkey a few years ago when our Rebecca, when our Stephanie was just 3 years old, just this little blonde child on holiday in Turkey. And we were with another couple, and we found ourselves having a meal with them, and the kids were playing just a few yards away from where we were. And we would pop down and check, and they were on slides and in sandpits and all that, and everything was fine. And we were all having a great time, a really great time. And then the daughter of the couple that we were with came up and said, Stephanie's gone missing. And we didn't panic at first, because we thought, well, she's probably gone to the loo, or she's round the corner, or she's hiding somewhere. So we went downstairs, and we could not find her anywhere. And after 10 minutes of looking for her, we were beside ourselves. And it dawned on us at that point that we were in a foreign country with a couple that we didn't know, in a place that we didn't know, and our 3-year-old blonde little girl had gone missing. I have to tell you, one of the scariest moments of our lives. We thought, we've lost her. We thought, long before the whole Madeleine McCann thing came up, we thought, we've lost our daughter. Someone's taken her. We've lost her. Now, I have to tell you that about 10 minutes later, the guy that we were with had a flashback of a place our Steph was really interested in during the day, and he went and he found her, and she was exactly where he thought she would be, and he brought her back, carried her back to us. Can you imagine the relief on our face to see our little 3-year-old girl, none the wiser of what's going on, come back into the hall that we were in with a lollipop in her mouth and very, very happy. But it took us days to calm down from that experience. So losing your child is harrowing. We know, we've been there. And some people might have a worse example than we do. But I want to tell you about what God did with his only child. God's only son is Jesus Christ. And Jesus came to this earth for you and for me. And he came to this earth because he wanted to be a sacrifice for all of the things that you and me would do wrong. That is an amazing story of an amazing person. But just this morning, I want you to think about his dad for a moment. Because his dad gave him up to do that. God in heaven sent his only son for you and for me. How awesome is that? How amazing is it that God in heaven would send for you and me his only child? Now, you may sat here this morning and be utterly unmoved by that. But I am. I am blown away, knocked off my feet, by the fact that a Father in heaven would give up his only son for me and for you. I mean, we wish that we could live our own kids' lives, don't we? Don't we, parents? Hello? Don't you wish you could live your children's lives for them? I look at my now 14-year-old daughter making all of the mistakes that I made when I was 14, and I wish I could make some decisions on her behalf. I look at my 10 and nearly 8-year-old sons and think, why didn't he just make the pass that way instead of that way? I wish I could make decisions for them. But they're going to live their own lives. They're going to grow up and make their own decisions. The question is, whose hands are you putting them in? Whose trust are you putting them in? See, when we send our kids to school, we trust the teachers, right? You drop them off at the gate, or in our case, throw them out of a moving car. And you trust that the teacher that takes them into that classroom is going to do the very best for them, right? Right? You don't give it a second thought. You assume that they're going to do the very, very best they can for your children. I'd love to be able to protect my kids from everything evil out there. Wouldn't you? I'd love to be able to know in advance of something that's going to go on that day and actually stop it happening. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you want to do that for your children? I mean, I often sit and watch the news and think, I wonder what Britain's going to look like 20, 30 years from now, when my kids are my age and I'm old and don't care anymore. And I think to myself, if only I could stop the world changing for the worse, then I would do that. Wouldn't you? And this morning, you have brought your children here and you have put them in the hands of God. You've made a decision that there is someone better than you to look after your child or children. And he is God in heaven. And this morning, 17 kids have been handed over to our Father in heaven for his love and protection. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that absolutely amazing that we would hand them over to him? And the Bible says that he wants the very, very best for you and me. He wants us to have an amazing, wonderful, fantastic life. That's his plan for you, you know. His plan is for you to have an amazing, wonderful, fantastic life. You might be sat here this morning thinking, my life ain't that amazing. My life ain't that wonderful. My life ain't that fantastic. Have you given your life to God? Have you said to his son Jesus, thank you, Jesus, for coming to this earth. Thank you for going to the cross for all of my sins. And this morning I want to give my life to you. Maybe you've never been asked that question before. Well, I'm asking you now. If we can give our kids over to God, why don't we give ourselves over to him? So this morning, I'd just like you to bow your head for a moment, please. Just bow your head and close your eyes for a moment. Because I want to ask you a really, really, really important question this morning. Would you like to give your life to Jesus? Would you like to say, Jesus, come into my life. I give all my decisions to you. I give all of my life to you. I'm sorry for my sins. I put all my trust in you this morning. If that's you, just say these words with me now. Dear Jesus, I'd like to give my life to you. I'm sorry for my sins, and I ask you to come into my life right now. Amen. Amen. You know, we're almost done, and we're going to get the band back up in a minute to do one more song. But I want you to think about the 17 kids this morning that we have dedicated. And if they're in your life, you know, whenever a child's face came up, somebody cheered. Isn't that great news? Whenever a child's face came up, somebody cheered. They've got someone in this room in their life. I want to encourage you. Pray for these children all the time. Put them in your prayers regularly. Bless them. Bless them with your time. Bless them with your wisdom. Bless them with your gifts. But most of all, tell them about Jesus. That is the most important thing you could do for your children. And we think in this church that kids are way more important than the adults, actually. We think that this church should be built around them and not around us. We think that the kids aren't just the future, they are right now, which is why you're sat in a cinema and the kids have a really nice building down at our church, because we think they deserve the best. See, they used to be in here, but this isn't a great place for kids to run around, is it? Which is why we've swapped. They're getting the best from us because we think they deserve the best. And do you know who else thinks they deserve the best? God in heaven. God in heaven thinks your children deserve the best, which is why he sent Jesus, because he is the best, the very, very best. And this morning, I would just like to do two things. One, thank you for coming. Thank you for supporting these families that you love with their children. Thank you for supporting their children. Thank you for loving them, caring for them, and being there for them. And secondly, thank you for listening to me this morning. I want to thank you for just giving me 15 minutes to tell you about this awesome person called Jesus and his wonderful Father called God, who loves each and every one of us in the most special, unique, amazing way. And this morning, my prayer is for us all to be rededicated under his name this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to take a collection now. If you're visiting, please don't feel that you need to put any money in any of the buckets that come past. And kids, please don't feel that you need to put any chocolate bar wrappers in the buckets as they come past. But if you would like to give to the church, that's absolutely fine. We take Visa, and if you'd like to donate, that's absolutely fine. But if you're visiting, there's absolutely no pressure. Okay, bless you.